We found some audio here. We wanted to play it because we think it is one of the best. You just haven't heard this in a long time.
Welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Phil Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and it has been a long, long time since we have had an episode of Radio DMG. In fact, well, let's just say this is a new season for Radio DMG. These are going to be slightly shorter shows with slightly more on-point topics, and we're going to try and put together a backlog of these. In fact, after I'm done recording this one, I'm going to go on and move to the next one. What we're going to do is every Wednesday on RadioDMG.com, there will be new RadioDMG.com content. So new shows every Wednesday, either musical rations or a straight-up Radio DMG show. Part of the problem was that we spent way too much trying to put together, well, really amazing production value, and that sometimes doesn't work out the way we want it to. But guess what? We've actually developed a bit of a backlog, and we're going to go ahead and let that happen. From now on to probably the end of the year, we'll have new Radio DMG content every week on RadioDMG.com every Wednesday. New show. Maybe it'll be under 30 minutes. Maybe it'll be 30 minutes. Maybe it'll be an hour. We don't know yet. We're going to recycle some of our older content so that people can hear it for the first time, kind of similar to what we do with Radio DMG Rewind. And we'll talk about all sorts of different topics. We're also going to bring in new segments and new content types. Mainly what we've been doing is we've been trying to focus a bit on AreaDMG.com, right? You know, our YouTube channel. And that's actually been doing pretty well. We have our video game related content. We have unboxings. We have convention related content. We have our Mile High Hustling videos, and we have a bunch of other stuff up there for you to check out if you go to AreaDMG.com. Go ahead, like it, subscribe, etc. We also do stuff with Street Pass Aurora, which we're announcing a new meetup today, Wednesday. And we're going to try and be more proactive with scheduling content because we've gotten it to a point where we can do that now. So without further ado, let's get into the main feature of this particular episode, which is part of our interview. Actually, it is our interview that we did with Robbie Damond at NondesCon 2014. Yeah, I know, right? Really old content. We have a backlog of interviews and stuff that we just didn't put out because, oh goodness, was there a hiatus? Sometimes life gets in the way. But sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, life finds a way. And tearing through your interwebs, into your ears, like a hungry velociraptor, is Radio DMG. We are your raptor. We love you. We're going to gnaw on your... Oh, wait, never mind. Anyways, back to the thing. We've got our presentation today, and I'll see you on the other side of that. I'm your host, Will Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. And cue the feature.
So, I think it's just the four of us.
Yep.
Let's do it. So I want to get as much time as I can with you guys
before I got to jam out.
I guess what we'll do is we'll ask a question, then you'll ask a question, and we'll keep going back and forth.
Perfect. Sounds good.
I have another interview coming at 3:30. I can bump them a few minutes just to make sure. that door locks automatically as soon as it closes.
So don't lock them out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it, guys.
Okay.
Is that button? We'll do audio and you can just some camera work. Yeah. Well, how's the con been for you?
NDK's awesome. It's my first time here. We are having a great time. This is my third con this year, third con ever. And I love Denver, and everybody's been super positive. The guests have been great, the fans have been great, and the staff's been really nice. So we're having a great time. Yeah.
And we'll probably start this, we'll bump that part. Introductions.
Yes.
You are, yes.
Yes.
Robbie.
My name is Robbie Damons, and I'm playing Tuxedo Mask in Sailor Moon. And that's the biggest reason why I'm here. It's my first anime series, and I'm super excited to be a guest.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
And, my name's Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm here at NondiscCon 2014 with Robbie Damons.
Yes, yep, you
and,
got it.
And John Michael May from Planet Cosplay. So it's your DMG, eh?
Yep, DMGice.com. Okay. And
what?
Planet Cosplay, yeah.
Yeah, is that a URL?
Yeah. PlanetCosplay.com, Facebook,
oh, see?
Twitter.
Awesome. Easy.
What are your social media?
You can just my name. That's the easiest way. RobbieDamon.com, Robbie Damon on Twitter, Facebook, the whole shebang. I'm easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. And what else have you done in the past? Because you've done some voiceovers with games.
Yes.
Games.
I've been a professional VO for about 7 years, full-time for 4. And I have a couple Saturday morning cartoons on Nickelodeon. So I come from a sort of a traditional animation background, like American cartoons. But when I got the opportunity to do Sailor Moon, when I got the audition, of course, I knew the role was kind of... well thought of. Okay, yeah, it's pretty big.
Especially considering that one goes on forever. It's the original series, of course, right?
Yes, right now, I think as far as Viz is concerned, we're just talking about the original series. I don't think the plans for Crystal are out yet, but we'll see. You know, we're hopeful. But yes, it is the original 200, all 3 movies, stars, and it's all uncut, uncensored, so... You know, when it came to the States,
yeah.
Sailor Moon, they changed it for Saturday morning cartoons and all that stuff.
They skipped, like, the first 9 episodes pretty
much.
Yeah,
a lot. I think there's, like, 8 or so episodes missing from the first season. And those are all coming out. And also, there's no relationship changes. Hmm. So, no sex swap like there was with two of the main villains who are in a homosexual relationship, supposedly. Kind of, who knows, but because it was so kind of dicey like that, they changed it, one of the male characters to a female character to kind of step away from that affection. And obviously the two sailors who are were cousins in the Saturday morning cartoon version, they're not anymore. So I think that's making a lot of the fans happy so far. It's a really faithful translation. Not to say that the older one wasn't. It's got its own nostalgia and everything like that, but yeah, that's what we're working on.
Have you enjoyed the fans this weekend?
Yes.
They've been everywhere.
A lot of Sailor Scouts. You know, it's funny, since I'm kind of new, I don't have as many roles as some of the other guests, but I can always spot someone who's going to spot me because they're probably a scout. Uh-huh. Yeah, and at the panels, the attendance was great. Yeah. The autograph signings, I got to sign some really cool stuff that people brought in, all the way from, like, original cells to, you know, childhood memorabilia to brand new manga. So the fandom for Sailor Moon has been really spectacular. Really great people. Yeah.
So is this your first time in Denver, and what do you think of it?
Oh, it's my first time I've spent any time in Denver. I've been through before. I had an ex-girlfriend that was from Grand Junction. Yes, sorry, current girlfriend. I had ones in the past. So we used to hang out in Grand Junction, which is kind of a small town and a little ways away from Denver, but it's got that really beautiful feeling that Denver has. So we got to see some sights. We went downtown a little bit, but mostly I've been living at the hotel for the last 4 days.
Yeah. Then happy to leave, I'm sure.
No way! Well, I mean, always happy to go back home, but this con has been, in particular, really, really pleasant and sort of fan-driven, as they all are. And I've had a great time.
It's
It doesn't matter. It's informal. We'll all take turns. Whoever's got a question, we'll ask one.
Okay, then. Why did you go into acting? Because it looks like your parents have, like, the sciences degrees and stuff like that. So
not always.
Why acting?
My mom's a doctor at Arizona in Tucson, doctor of philosophy, and my dad is sort of engineering, home building, and now he's a professional cyclist. He's like a lifelong athlete. But I've always been in the arts. I started doing professional theater when I was very, very young, and it paved my way through college, through undergrad, and graduate school. So when I graduated graduate school at 25, I knew that I wanted to continue on, so it was either New York or Los Angeles for me, and I was interested in film and television and voiceover. And from what I understood, it sort of goes, you know, New York, Texas, Los Angeles, sort of for quantity of work that's out there, Los Angeles being the biggest. So it was a natural move for me, and I've been fortunate enough to remain working, which is a hard thing to do, you know. So voiceover has been very good to me throughout the years.
Let's see, if you had an unlimited budget, what kind of anime would you create?
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good question. You know, I've always been kind of a fan of anime, but I watch it in, like, binges. I would want something kind of dark, with comedy peppered in, unlimited budget. I want epic fights, but I would also want romance and goofiness. One of my favorite old-school animes is Berserk, and it's got like a kind of Game of Thrones fantasy D&D kind of thing. I would make something in that realm, but I would want it to be like epically long, like Sailor Moon. I want it to be like 200 episodes, or like, you know, One Piece, where it never ends. I want it to be in that zone. I want it to be like feudal, sort of. You're kind of like Attack on Titan's a little bit more modern. I'd want to do more of old timey swords and battles kind of thing, and make it long and epic. Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't have a title yet, though. I gotta think about that one.
So, this is your first time at going to NDK and stuff. Do you have any other, what do you think so far of the convention? How do you feel it's been run? What do you think about it?
Really great. And you know, I don't just say that because I'm asked to be a guest here. Like, I'm being objective. It's really, really smooth. Yeah, I this is my third con. So I did AX for the big Sailor Moon release, and then I just got back from Otakon a month or so ago, and this con has been really, really friendly, and everyone's been really responsible and respectful and nice and excited, and the events are put together, and the guests are, you know, some great who's who of anime creation, voiceover actors, all across the arts. So I guess the only answer to that question is, if they asked me to come back, I would definitely come back in a heartbeat. Yeah. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
So what do you have coming up?
Let's see. I'll be in Detroit doing YomCon. I think that's in about 6 weeks on Halloween weekend. And then I've got a few other on the docket, but I'm not announced yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wait until the announcements come out. And but mostly I work in Los Angeles pretty much 4 or 5 days a week. So I sort of have to pick and choose the events that I do, and among the ones that I get asked to do. But so far, I've been able to say yes to pretty much everything I've been asked to do. So yeah, hopefully you'll see me around. And thankfully, Sailor Moon has opened up some windows and doors. I'm doing two new anime series. I can't talk about them yet, but when I do, feel free to reach out, and I'd love to talk about them. And some video games and stuff like that. So hopefully I'll be able to do some more cons, because I'll have some more credits. Yeah. In this genre.
Since you've been here at NDK, you've been around a lot of other voice actors, some who've been there in this business for like a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been bonding with them?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, we get to hang out in the green room and do panels, and I've got to meet some great people who I haven't met before. I get to hang out with David Vincent, who is a great actor, and we were together at Otakon and buddied up. He's an awesome guy, and I think he'll be at YomCon with me too. And so I've been hanging out with him a bit, and Mary Elizabeth, I've always wanted to meet. You know, she's a director of Naruto and a huge amount of other, and a very talented voice actress herself. So I get to be on a panel with them, and and Chris and Rachel Robinson and anybody that I'm not naming are still just amazing people. They're just the ones popping in my head right now. But yeah.
Well, that's about it for me.
Of course.
So you take it over.
Okay. Well, one thing, you mentioned that you love the energy about the convention.
Uh-huh.
That everyone is pretty up and at him pretty much at these conventions.
Yeah.
There is an issue, though, where after a convention is over, a lot of people...
Con depression?
Yeah, the postpartum, post-con depression.
Right.
Like, do you have any tips for how people can deal with that, to take that energy from the convention and bring it to their everyday, quote, normal, end quote, lives?
Well, we all have normal lives. So anytime I'm not recording, I'm in my normal life. And anytime you're not doing something artistic, you're in your normal life. So I say, you know, you fill every minute you have with things that make you happy. So whether that be anime or video games or regular cartoons or sewing to make your costumes to get ready for the next con, and I think a really cool thing I've noticed is it's a great opportunity for like-minded people to be social. So I think that's a good thing. If you're feeling bummed out and your favorite anime is not doing it for you, maybe call up somebody new that you met at the con and ask them to go out for a drink or a burger or go bowling or hang out. Because it's fun. I see a lot of different people who maybe might not normally interact meeting new people because you're surrounded by people. Mm-hmm. And I think real happiness is in people. So that'd be a good thing to do. Try not to be lonely. Most people, we want to be reached out and touched. So if you want to meet somebody new, reach out. I think that's a good thing.
One more kind of serious question.
Sure.
A lot of people who do go to these conventions, part of that out-of-convention stuff, sometimes they have to deal with people who are bullies and stuff. What is your suggestion on how to deal with bullies?
Take Krav Maga. No, just kidding. Bullies suck. We all know bullies suck, but they're part of life and have been, I'm guessing, since the beginning of time, to certain extents. So I think you have to be confident in who you are, which is a tough part because you might not be, which might be part of why you're having trouble with bullies. But, that's the old thing my dad always used to say is, you know, all you have to do is stand up to a bully. And that's the truth of it. You might get, it might work. You might get punched in the face once. It could happen, but you can't be scared of that either. And it doesn't mean you have to be mean back to the bully. We can kill him with kindness. We kind of dealt with a bully on our night out on Saturday. And he wasn't really a bully, but he was. He was a big giant guy. He's like 275. We were at the bar. And he was kind of harassing some of the girls. And I was there with some other voice people and some other industry people. And he was like pushing and making uncomfortable jokes. And the only way to defuse him was to kill him with kindness. And it took about an hour, but after that, we eventually got him to the point where I was so nice to him, it made him feel bad about being an asshole. So not all those things work. Some people are just bad eggs. But if you stand up to him, or you can kill him with kindness, I think in my experience, being someone who's been in the arts my whole life and dealing with bullies, that's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can also just stay away from them.
If you can.
Yeah.
So, is there anything you'd like to promote before we end the interview?
I have lots of things that I would like to promote. But
the things you can talk about.
No. Let me think. I wish I could give hints. My new projects, almost all of them I'm under a non-disclosure agreement for. So I get in trouble if I say anything. So I'll just say I'm doing some new video games, some new animes. I've got a couple new animated feature films coming out. And I can promote this if you like traditional cartoons. I'm on Breadwinners, which is a Saturday morning cartoon right in between SpongeBob and Sanjay and Craig on Nickelodeon every Saturday morning. I think it's at 10:30, 11 o'clock. And it's a crazy, wacky, fun show, especially if you've got kids. It's totally safe for kids, but adults seem to enjoy. There are a few jokes for adults in there. And we're premiering new episodes, I believe, on the weekend of the 20th. So that's coming up. We've been on our summer hiatus. And I've got a new video game called Fairy Fencer F that comes out. That's a Japanese sort of RPG fighting style game, and that'll be out on Tuesday, the 16th of this month. And Final Fantasy Type-0 should be coming out sometime within the next year. I'm in that as well. And Yeah. And if you ever want to hang out online, if you're a fan of anime, video games, cartoons, pretty much anything nerdy, you can find me on Twitter or Facebook, and I will talk to you as long as we keep it cool. Nothing too personal, I guess. But I love to talk about that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for the interview. Yeah. This has been Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth for Radio DMG, and...
And John Michael May, here with Planet Cosplay.
It's a pleasure to meet all of you.
And we've been talking to...
Robbie Damons.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yes, I am aware that the audio is a little bit rough on that, but you know what? I thought, let's see, should I edit this or should I not edit it? Edit it. So I was looking at that and thought, well, I'm going to make the executive decision not to edit a single bit of the audio. So you get a little bit of, quote, behind the scenes, end quote, magic, I guess. And we will see you at the next episode of Radio DMG. Actually, you know what? I think the next one on our list is actually, we did an interview with some people from SatoshiCon. Well, one of the directors at SatoshiCon 2015. And I'm going to go ahead and just attach that to this one because I have other stuff that I could attach that should be interesting as well. But I was like, I don't know if I give that its own complete show. So I'll just tack it to this one. So you get kind of like two interviews in the same episode. All sorts of awkwardness. Ooh. Yeah, so stay tuned. I guess I'll put in another feature because I think the next thing up on our rotation is actually a Musical Rations. We have Musical Rations 19 and 20 already done, and I just hadn't released them yet because I was like, you know what, we're going to start with July, and we've got backlogs of things, so let's go with that. So, let's go ahead and cue the secondary feature, and I will meet you back here on the other side.
And welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm over here at SatoshiCon's Anime Land Wasabi 2015 with...
Courtney Bell. I'm the president of SatoshiCon.
And, so, how long have you been with SatoshiCon?
For about 6 years. I started right around the time I was in college, and I've been with them ever since.
Why work with SatoshiCon? Why SatoshiCon? Why anime convention running?
Well, I mean, I love doing all these events. I've always been into anime. It's the community. I really love it. And that also ties in with SatoshiCon really well because our tagline is the social anime convention. So we focus on the subculture feel with how people interact with each other and growing together as a group. So that really ties in well with community and how we run our cons.
So, is this your first time here in Colorado?
Yeah, for me personally, it's my first time, and SatoshiCon as a presence, it's our first time here in Colorado, and we've really, really enjoyed meeting all the people here, because it's a nice community, and everybody seems to really care about each other.
It's got a, what do you think of the weather so far?
Well, I grew up in Alabama, and I live in Georgia, so there's never been this amount of snow, and it's super cold.
Just make sure you've been drinking lots of water during this entire weekend, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So, how did you get started in anime, with the anime community? What was your first anime? What got you?
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with me. It's Toonami and Adult Swim. So, like, high school, my friends actually were watching it, and so they got me to watching it. It was things like Trigun, Rurouni Kenshin, Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho, and to this day, Yu Yu Hakusho and Inuyasha are two of my favorites.
So, going back to... Have you worked on any other events before you started working with anime events?
The first time I started, helping with running anime events would be SatoshiCon. I had attended them before, but the first one I was involved in as far as staffing was SatoshiCon, and I really enjoyed it and just started helping out with more and more and more and became responsible for more and more and more, and so here we are.
So, what would you say that SatoshiCon is looking to bring to Colorado?
a better sense of, you know, community, a better way to anime, you know, bringing people together. I think our team is really efficient in what we do, and we try really, really hard. I know you see us run ragged because, you know, we try and do everything we possibly can to make the community that we're in happy, because we're in a lot of places all over the Southeast and Colorado. So we try and pay attention to what the people in that specific area really, really want, because the thing that's going to happen in Atlanta is not going to necessarily work for Colorado and vice versa.
So, what have you found that so far hasn't worked for Colorado, and like any specifics? Essentially, looking at this at your first convention, what would you change going into the second Colorado convention for next year?
Well, two concerns that I had at the beginning of the weekend was having a big enough event space and having more volunteers. And so having a bigger event space, is so easy to change, and we didn't necessarily know what to expect, but now we know everybody, we've met everybody, we've grown with people over the weekend, so we can change the event space next year, and now that people know us, vice versa, I'm sure that we'll have people that want to help us out with areas that we need help in. So that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much, like, there's been a few things, like with the fire alarms for one. That's always fun. That happens at every convention.
Yeah, I guess it was about vapors indoors. They have really sensitive systems. So I'm glad that the hotel were able to, you know, say, hey, we understand that you're a good group, because they really noticed that, and they've been really great over the weekend to say, okay, let's just calm down and fix everything.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, there can be way too many delays with those, and it's good that there was a really good turnover for that. So going into into convention structure, what would you say has been one of the best parts of this weekend?
The best parts of this weekend are honestly, like, some of the panelists and the vendor room and things like that. The things that people really remember and love. You know, we have great cosplay guests that ran, like, an amazing cosplay contest. I wish we had more room for people, because it was packed, and there are such great cosplayers here. Like, everybody cosplays, and it's so wonderful. And then, you know, we have things like the rave, and even overnight panels with Horse Deer, and great vendors who, you know, really like being here. So that was some of the highlights for the weekend, is some of the bigger events and people really enjoying themselves.
So, like you were saying that you got into anime with like Trigun and Adult Swim and Toonami and such. What do you think drew you toward it?
So I guess what you're saying is what kept me, you know,
what kept me there? What brought you into it and kept you there? Why are you still in it years later, that type of thing?
You know, when you watch it, it's an art form, so you get the art form, and it's neat, as well as really great storylines, you know what I mean? So it's not just a genre. Anime isn't a genre. It's this whole subculture thing with genres in itself, and there's something for everyone. So, I mean, people who don't like anime just haven't found their anime, is what I think. So, anime is for everyone.
So, looking forward to 2016, are there any of your any big plans for 2016 that you can tell us yet? Tell our audience?
Bigger plans for 2016 is trying to bring you guys content you've never had in Colorado, bring you things that are different. You know, we, the Social Anime Convention, we have a lot of panels that kind of are interactive, and we like to bring those, as well as necessarily people you haven't seen before. You know, people we have at our Southern Conventions, and kind of show you guys what you might have been missing, because I understand that, you know, up here and down south, there's not as much crossover as maybe people would like. You know, people want to see all the guests that they don't necessarily get to see. So I'd love to bring that, as well as, obviously, like I said, a bigger venue. And that ties into, as well as closing ceremonies, we always listen to people. And on our Facebook and our email, we always listen to what people want. And we very specifically cater to that area. So we can bring them whatever they want.
So Kochikon runs a lot of events in Alabama and other states, right?
Correct.
And can you tell us a little bit more about those events?
Yes. So we're based in Florida and Georgia and Kentucky. In Florida, we actually are in the Fort Lauderdale area as well as Panama City Beach area. And those are fairly large shows down there. It's very cosplay oriented down south, so there's a lot of really great cosplayers and cosplay guests there. This is going to be our first year in Atlanta, though we've had a presence in Athens, which is very near to there, for quite some time. And so we're hoping to grow there as well. And then in Kentucky, it's become one of our favorite shows that we've run recently. We do PokeCon there, we do Louisville Anime Weekend, and we're also in Bowling Green. So that area is growing very fast as well.
Any anything upcoming that you'd like to go ahead and promote?
So our next events, actually next weekend, I will be in Athens, Georgia for our like one day mini con. It's very near Atlanta. And then at the end of the month, the 20th through the 22nd, is our bigger Atlanta show. And we have a really great hotel for that, even more space than we've had for this show. And we have a lot of great content, dances and vendors, huge space for panelists and our gaming. We have tabletop, so much in store for Atlanta. So it's really going to be one of our bigger shows. And if you're not closer to Atlanta, I think some of the people here would be closer to our Kentucky shows. And Louisville Anime Weekend is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of really great people in Louisville to meet.
So how did SakoshiCon become involved with Anime Land?
We've known each other business-wise. We've known people here for quite some time. And so it was really just, you know, we wanted to come in and kind of help them if they needed help with things that they previously in the past didn't cover necessarily as well as they would have liked. So we were like, you know, we want to help people out, because being a social anime con, we want to help our fellow anime fan out. So we don't want anybody to not be able to access a convention and their people, essentially. So that's what it came about as.
And would you say that it's been a lot? I would say that Anime Land Wasabi this year has been, except for kind of a tiny hotel, which is that's the only thing. And it's been going pretty well for you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of people, you know, wander around the hallways. Not necessarily people. Everyone knows who I am, so I get to hear, you know, snippets of people, and they're like, you know, maybe it wasn't a huge hotel, but I had a great time at this event or that event, or even they don't even care about it anymore because they had such a great time doing something.
There's that bit of energy in there. In other words, like I think the best comparison would be if you've ever seen that little picture where there's that person trying to hold all those limes or whatnot. That would be the hotel. It can't hold all of this con.
Yeah, and that's fine. But
yeah, there's that. I like the social aspect of these. What exactly does Sakoshi mean?
Let me go over that. Sakoshi means little, and that's because our mascot is a shrimpy, like a little shrimp. So we've had different incarnations, and every convention has their own version of Shrimpy. We have Shrimp Ed and Super Shrimpy and so many. So because it's a shrimp and it's little, Sakoshi Con is how that came about.
So Little Con.
Little Con. So we started little, and we've grown since then.
But going back to the social aspect of that, one thing I've noticed at a lot of these conventions, especially with this one, there's like that little bottled bit of energy in there, because it is kind of bottled here.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's that... There's that energy that people have when they come into conventions. They're seeing guests, they're checking out the panels, they're seeing their friends, they're cosplaying, they're checking out the dealer's room and all that stuff. There's that energy, that vibe, that positive vibe and energy that they take in from the convention. Do you have any suggestions for how people can take that energy, that strength that they get from going to these conventions, and then take that out to their normal everyday job, workplace, or school, or all those things? How can they keep that energy alive during the weeks when they're not here or at a convention?
I think when they're at the convention, they're able to be themselves, and they really just need to realize, you know, you don't have to just be yourself when you're around peers who feel the same way as you. Because if you're yourself out in your normal life, you will find people. You will find people who are like you, and it will even grow your relationships for that. So I think, you know, we're all geeks, you know, so we have a little bit of like, I don't want to like be outside my comfort zone. But I think conventions are a huge part in helping people realize who they are, be who they are, and even in their other life.
So it's just a way of like taking that energy and like being more social, being more out there. One thing that we've also noticed, like with people when they come out there to their school or their workplace and stuff, sometimes a lot of that energy isn't always appreciated. What would you suggest people do to help get over that? Because sometimes life tends to bully people a bit. What would your suggestion be for people to take that energy and convert that energy, and then deal with, well, sometimes outside of these conventions, there is that aspect. How would you help people learn to make it better, to help it get better?
There's bullies for everything. There's always going to be bullies that have to, you know, and really it's their insecurities, bullies. They want to feel what you feel when you're so comfortable with yourself. If you're doing, you know, cosplay to your high school because you can, casual Friday. I know I've had friends who did that. They just wore school girl outfits because they could. And, you know, they're, you know, one end of the spectrum, and I would hope that people can kind of take the energy they feel from conventions that gives them strength and do it, you know, in their daily lives so that they can overcome people who, you know, put them down. Because there's always going to be people putting you down. So I think anime is just, it's where they draw the strength, and I really hope that, like you're saying, they can kind of bottle that energy that they feel when they're at conventions for outside of that.
And on a happier note, have you been to like places like Casa Bonita and stuff here yet?
I have not.
You're gonna have to. That's kind of like at some point, if not this year, next year, you guys have to make a trip down there because it's kind of a thing around here. So what do you love? Like, what do you love about Colorado since you've been here?
I haven't gotten to see a lot of Colorado besides the convention. So what I pull from Colorado is the attendees. That's how I meet the area, essentially, because that shows me the most about Colorado is meeting people. And, you know, they tell me things about what they like in the area and, you know, where they're from and how long it took them to get here and just all the stories that I get from Colorado. So the people are great here. So that's the best thing I've seen all weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys do for 2016. Is there, would you like to promote how people can find out more about SakoshiCon's
Sure.
other events and about like the upcoming, well, Anime Land Wasabi or SakoshiCon Presents Anime Land Expo or whatnot for 2016?
No problem. Yeah. So definitely we'll be back for next year, and you can watch our Facebook because that's going to be the easiest way to keep track of all our updates because we update frequently. You know, pretty much every day we have something we're saying about what we're doing, what's going on, as well as our website. So we keep our website up to date where you can click on different areas and see what's going on there, as well as usually before a show, like before next year, I'm hoping that I can get out here myself and we can do like a pre-party. So we can meet everybody, see volunteers, and kind of, you know, let them know what we're trying to do for them. And then, so look for it very soon so we can make some official announcements about where we're going to be, bigger hotel, you know, and what kind of content we'd like to bring them.
So, like, what's your, like, I'm asking, like, what's your Twitter and the websites for this?
Okay, sure.
Yes.
SakoshiCon.com, and then for Facebook, SakoshiCon/ShrimpEd. So you can use those, and hashtag SakoshiCon, you can use that. And we also have a Tumblr, and so people post on that all the time, and also a lot of places they post their photos on that as well as Facebook. So if you need to get in touch with us, you can email contact@SakoshiCon specifically, or you can post on our Facebook, and we'll get it that way as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much for doing an interview with us.
No
this
problem.
Has been your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth for Radio DMG, and I've been here with
Courtney Bell, president at SakoshiCon.
And we can't wait to see you guys next year.
Me neither.
And that just about wraps it up for this episode of Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. Hey, if you like our content, go ahead and check the show notes, and you'll see all sorts of links to all sorts of content. And what I want you to do with those links to all sorts of content is to go to them. Click them. Go to them. Be with them. Love them. Because they love you too. And, well, that's our show for today. We put in 2 interviews, why not? And we have some more content, which we'll have in the next Radio DMG. And we'll have musical rations, and we'll have all sorts of stuff in the meantime. So I'm going to have to ask you to stay frosty, stay fresh, or whatnot. Actually, you know what? Check out the show notes. Click the links. Do me a favor like that, right? And if you're somebody who wants to advertise on our show, feel free to drop us a line. I think there's an email on the dmgice.com website that I linked there that people can actually click to contact us. I don't remember if it's up there or not. It might not be. You might have to send us a message on Google+ or on the YouTube channel or via the Facebook page. Just check those out, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me what you think of the show. Comment below, because there are comments here on RadioDMG.com. You can actually comment on posts. What an amazing concept, right? Anywho, go ahead and comment below. Send us your stuff. Send us your thoughts. We're waiting to hear from you. And I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You're listening to Radio DMG, and you are now caught up. Behold the true revolution in radio, Radio DMG, for the ambulatory generation with your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. Your entrance begins now.